De-identification pattern. This is useful for challenging and transcending meaning. Complex equivalences are language constructs of identification, meaning. With a slight adjustment of language, you can use this easily on yourself therapeutically as a meditation or to help your clients transcend boundary conditions around meaning. And the favorite way for me to do this would be the meaning of who they are. Step one, elicit or start with the complex equivalents. To be, you know, this, to be that, or I am. I am not good enough. Or I'm not worthy of love. I am not worthy of love, or I am not good enough. Okay, so that becomes our complex equivalence there. I am not good enough, or I am whatever. Step one. Okay, step two, we want to pace and provide feedback on that. Okay, I hear what you're saying, and I hear I am not good enough. So we are feeding back and identifying and clarifying the I am statement. Step three. Is that all you think you are? And we want to calibrate and watch for a psychological shift. Is that all you think you are? Is that all you think you are? Client creates some kind of shift. No, of course not. Step four. Aren't you more than that? It's pretty hard for them not to agree. So we're agreeing, and we've got a new pace here where we're agreeing that we're more than that. But what is it? Step five. What are you that's not good enough to be loved? Or the I am statement. So what are you that's not good enough? And we want to get a verbal answer here. They will go into their mind and their neural, you know, connections in the brain. They'll have to go through the past. They might have to blow out the original identification. And they have to really expand their thinking here. What are you that's not? Previous past I am statement. Now we want to get a word to stabilize this. We do need an answer, you know, and they'll say, oh, maybe I am someone of worthy of love, or maybe I am more than that. Okay. I am more than that. Okay. So I am more than that. Now we want to use more than that. Step six, we're going to use this now. Okay. Now we say to them, and beyond, more than that. Is that all you are? How much more? Come on. How much more are you than that? Okay, so this is expanding and going beyond. So now we're pushing them further beyond that change. And if we want to, we can even add a bit of encouragement here. Come on. You know you are so much more than that, don't you? Tag question. So we're expanding them beyond. And lastly, our final step here, because this gets them thinking and recognizing that not just their old statement is false, but that this gets them to a new identification. So now we want to link this new identification into the reality strategy, or perhaps kind of anchor it in. So the final step is, how do you know? How do you know? Now the client goes internally and they figure out the how do you know. They get the evidence. They have to search for the evidence, and they've just said it, so it's real. They search for the evidence and they solidify the change. So that's the de-identification pattern there. And you can see how we can create so much change with just the language aspects. And yes, you could possibly pull this off in an email or a chat sequence. It would be so much easier face-to-face, but the fact that you could pull this off in a chat sequence is incredibly impressive, isn't it?